It is that very fear, the fear of job losses, that's led to so many big building projects in the stimulus package signed by President Obama yesterday. And it turns out that it won't just be American companies that could benefit. Foreign companies with expertise in specialty areas are lining up to make bids. One such firm is Swiss-based ABB. ABB is a leading supplier for the electric power industry. The industry stands to receive billions of dollars from the stimulus package to rebuild the nation's electric power grid. Enrique Santacana is president and CEO of ABB's North American outlet. He says the stimulus will be more than just a potential boon for his company.
As the transmission grid is modernized, as more renewable generation sites are built, as energy efficiency measures are taken all over the country, this will create jobs.
You've got 9,000 employees here right now in the U.S.
We have 9,000 to 10,000 employees in the U.S., and it could mean several hundred more jobs. But it depends on if these monies are going to be spent over a shorter period of time, then it means a spark in employment. If it's going to be funding over several years, obviously the job creation profile is a little bit different, but either way, there is going to be a growth in employment in the United States as a result of this for us.
Now, will this be employment for Americans already here? Will this be employment for people who you're sending here to the United States?
No, this will be employment for Americans. There may be a few employment opportunities created in other parts of the ABB world, but the bulk of it will be here in the United States.
So is this an unbridled win for you then?
We are hoping to be a big part of this improvement in all of these areas of technology and all of these areas of society. And
on the other hand,
yes,
and there always is another hand, you have to confront what many industries and individuals are confronting right now, and that is the credit crunch. And in these times when presumably if you're going to be expanding, or you hope to expand anyway under the stimulus plan, not to throw cold water on this, but what is it that you are going to be facing in terms of the stark reality of getting credit to expand?
Well, that's an excellent point, because this stimulus will work very well if our customers can obtain financing for the projects that will be required to implement a lot of these improvements, whether it's in a modernization of the transmission grid, new renewable generation facilities, energy efficiency equipment. Our customers require financing for all of those kinds of projects. And if the credit is not there, that is going to severely diminish the effectiveness of the stimulus package. So,
give me a specific on this, somebody you do business with who would have to cross this hurdle.
We have already seen several wind farm developers.
Here in the States?
Here in the States, yeah. We have already seen delays of projects that, for lack of financing, they have had to be put on hold.
Where are these projects?
Many of them are in Texas, Arizona, California, and financing has been one of the major hurdles. So the stimulus package is not going to be very effective without the flow of credit.
Before I say goodbye, I'm just curious as to whether, when you put it that way, you're optimistic about this or not.
Well, I think with the deep recession that we're facing, the stimulus package as it relates to the energy sector is a great first step. But the other part of this equation has to be helping those institutions that are in the business of lending money. That has to start also moving forward.
Mr. Santacana, very nice to speak with you.
My pleasure, Lisa.
Enrique Santacana is North American CEO for ABB. That's a major supplier for the electrical power industry here in the United States.